98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
I want to talk about crisps, so it wouldn't be like
please
me.
Please do.
Walkers are doing their Do Us a Flavour competition again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this is where they ask members of the public to suggest a new crisp flavour.
Yep, brilliant.
They then, I think, make a few of them.
Yep.
And then they get the public to decide which flavour is the nicest.
Gotcha.
So they've narrowed it down to the top two.
Have they ever done a garlic cheese chips flavour? Like, I think, you know, they should do that.
I don't know if they've ever
garlic
done it, but
cheese.
I think you could suggest that, Brendan.
Yeah,
and also, the person behind the winning flavour will scoop a cash prize of up to £500,000.
Oh, wow, that's a lot of money.
Almost half a mil.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, half a mil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up to. It's a bit like the traitors, right. Claudia Winkleman.
Up to.
£120,000. Mm. So the top two, I want to get your honest feedback on these. It's a bit of a crisp connoisseur as well.
Mm.
So the first one is salt and pepper chicken.
Okay.
So this is obviously inspired by a Chinese takeaway favourite. So garlic, spring onion and black pepper.
Yeah. Salt and pepper. Yeah, I mean, I actually like a roast chicken flavour crisp.
You know what, Brendan? So do I.
Do you? Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't buy them, but I would partake if they were put in front of me.
Yeah, I'd be the same. So I'd say it'd just be like the roast chicken, but like with a bit more of a kick. I'd definitely try them.
Salt and pepper chicken, I'd say it could be like the Tato spice bag flavour that they had a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. And we tried another Tato one recently. It was a candy floss flavour.
Candy floss, yeah.
And they really worked.
Yeah, you
I don't
look
think
at them
necessarily
and kind of
tasted
think, oh,
like
dear?
Candy floss, but they were nice.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. Salt and pepper chicken for the Walkers. Yeah. Do us a flavour. The other finalist is grilled cheese and chili jam.
Oh, that ding, 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 ding,
chili
ding.
Jam.
I was only talking about chili jam on the show last week.
You were. So this combines the flavour of melted cheese with a sweet and spicy chili jam.
Now, on the face of it, on the packet of it, I would reach for the grilled cheese and chili jam one first.
Same. I'm wondering, is the jam going to be sickly?
But I'd say this chicken one tastes nicer. I'll be honest, there isn't a flavour of crisp I wouldn't try.
True.
I don't think there is. I mean, I love a prawn cocktail.
Yeah, prawn cocktail, I wouldn't be obsessed with
having
a prawn cocktail.
Letting it melt on your tongue. Oh.
No.
Prawn cocktail crisps are delicious.
Just remind me of them being in the school bag in the 90s with the brown banana.
I still love a skip.
Yeah, and maybe someday Brendan could finally get his wish of
submit the garlic cheese chips crisp flavour. I had a really good garlic cheese chips for the weekend.
Did you get them?
They were really good.
Did you go to the chipper of the road?
No. We would drop Patrick's mom home, so we went to a chipper up around that way.
Oh, very good, very good. Okay, Brendan, good for you. I'm delighted for you.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Fab prizes.
Including a new one.
But what will it be?
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to the best game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. Your chance to win some incredible prizes. To do that, all you got to do is send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Say the same three words as us and you'll get your hands on some incredible things as expertly delivered now by Matchy Marco.
Yes, good morning Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
Lots of prizes to be won, including this brand new barbecue, a ticket voucher to a gig of your choice.
Nice.
And say goodbye to cleaning with this robot vacuum. Let's bring on our next contestant on Matchy Matchy.
A robo vacuum.
They just still really blow my mind.
I know.
There's one in Toy Story 5.
I find them quite cute.
Yeah.
They're adorable. Good morning to Kira in the Liberties, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Kira, how are you?
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. How's things?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, Kira. How was your weekend?
It was all right. We were just relaxing for this weekend, so not up too much.
Chilling
nice.
Out.
Yeah, it has to be done. And what are you doing today?
So I'm working from home today. So a bit of admin, bit of messing around, bit of pretending to work.
Oh, lovely stuff, Kira. Great. Yeah, you can do a bit of work and then also stick a wash on as well. Isn't that the handy thing about working from home?
100%. Yeah,
brilliant.
Grand bit of drying out there today.
Oh, yeah. There is.
Come here, you're heading away soon, are you?
I am. I'm going over to Blackpool on Monday.
Lovely.
Have you been before?
I've been loads. Yeah, I love it.
Is Blackpool, do they have a roller coaster on the beach?
Yeah, it's called the big one. It's near enough to the beach. Yeah, it's called the big one.
The big one.
The big one.
Will you be going on the big one, Kira?
100%.
Good for you. Kira, do you have a Robo Hoover, our latest prize in Matchy Matchy?
Do you know what? I have one here and it is my life. It's my heart and soul, but his name is Julio and he's definitely seeing better days.
Sorry, your robot Hoover is called Julio.
Yeah, Julio.
Oh, Kira, you've made our day.
That's the first time.
He's 2 years old now, so he's kind of seeing better days.
Okay,
so Julio's on his last legs, God love
him. I've never heard someone naming their robot Hoover.
My friend has one that's called Sam. Because it's a Samsung.
Okay, that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, let's try and give you a Julio number two. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Kira?
I'll go with Brendan this morning.
Brendan is off to the soundproof booth. Enjoy that now, love. Brendan can't get over the Julio situation. Kira, I'm just wondering, is he named after Julio Iglesias?
No, we just wanted to give him kind of a foreign-y kind of exotic name.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Okay. Kira, let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning, chip.
Shop.
Your second word, dark.
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 Oh. Night.
And your third word, suit. S-U-I-T, suit.
Suit, jacket.
So we have chip shop, dark night, and suit, jacket. Are you locking those in, Kira?
Oh, I'm torn with chip. I don't know whether to do shop or pants. No, we'll stick with it. We'll do shop.
We're sticking with our OG answers and we're locking them in. Let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booth. He's making his way back in right now.
How are we all?
What were things like in there?
Yeah, just very quiet today. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right, Brendan. Yes. First word this Monday morning in Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Chip.
Chip. Chip. Chip. What comes after chip?
Oh, Kira, I'm sorry. Chip sauce?
Your second word.
Oh, lads, that's a shocker.
Dark.
Dark. Dark night.
And your third word. Suit.
Suit. Tie.
Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Kira in the Liberties?
Kira, sorry about that. Now, this morning, I really struggled with those.
You got one this morning,
did
guys.
We?
You both said dark night.
Did we?
Kira said chip shop and suit jacket.
Chip shop is brilliant.
Guys, you
as
both did
well. Suit jacket.
Just wasn't aligned, sadly, this morning.
I wanted to be.
Kira, thank you so much for playing and enjoy your trip
Send
to Blackpool.
Send Julio our best.
Yeah, do.
Thanks very much.
Look, Kira, I will think about that for the rest of my days.
So funny.
Julio.
Cheers, Kira.
Cheers,
bye-bye.
Kira.
Oh, I wonder, should we name the Robo Hoover that we're giving away?
We probably should.
In Matchy Matchy.
Yeah.
Adorable. It wasn't to be this morning, but maybe tomorrow we'll do it. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy any morning, WhatsApp Matchy, your name and your location. 0877
98 98 98. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I'm not over the fact that Kira in the Liberties, who just played Matchy Matchy, has a Robo Hoover named Julio.
So adorable. Our new prize this week at Matchy Matchy is a Robo Hoover. Kira already has one, but Julio's seen better days.
Yeah, Julio's
she says.
On his last legs. Yeah. It's got us thinking people have to have named household gadgets, devices, inanimate objects. Do you have anything at home?
The Hoover that I use is a Henry.
I do call Henry by name.
Yeah, I say, where's Henry? I need to use Henry.
Yeah.
Can you give that a bit of a Henry job?
Yeah.
No. But I call, I don't know if anyone else does this. So if I ever ask the AI, ChatGPT something, I refer to ChatGPT as Robur. Don't I know this is so weird. So because I think robot sounds like Robert, and then I'm like, well, I asked Robert, and Robert suggested that I do this.
Okay, so you've named.
I don't know if anyone else does that, but I've named AI.
Yeah, has anyone got a name?
I know
for their
there's
AI?
A Claude. There's a Claude.
Yeah, there. Oh yeah, there is a Claude.
Yeah. Gemini is Google's one. But anyway, call my interactions with AI.
Yeah,
I say Robert told me this.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah. I don't think not off the top of my head. I don't think so. No, but I mentioned there my friends Kate and Brendan have a Robo Hoover, and he's called Sam because it's the brand is Samsung, so they've just shortened Samsung to Sam.
You'd say Sam did like a very good job.
Great job.
Today
I've seen Sam in action. He can get into all the corners over the humps and bumps. It's brilliant. Producer Russell has just said that he calls Claude, which is one of the AIs, Claudia Thinkelman.
Sorry.
Very good. Are you listening this morning? Do you have a name for your Hoover? Any gadget around the house? Any device? The AI? We'd love to know.
I know lots of people do it with cars, but the Hoovers now.
Yeah. Have you got a name for a gadget at home? A bit like Kira in the Liberties, who calls her Robo Hoover Julio.
You know what? I have one here and it is my life. It's my heart and soul, but his name is Julio and he's definitely seen better days.
Sorry, your robot Hoover's called Julio.
Yeah, Julio.
So cute. Kira's robot Hoover is called Julio.
It's just the name Julio has really, really, really tickled us this morning. Kira's actually texted back in to say, I'm still laughing at how much you've enjoyed that.
We
really have, Kira. Yeah. Dave has sent us a message. He says, our automatic Hoover is called Clean Dion. Michelle says, our Dyson robot vacuum is called Scrubber.
Scrubber?
Yeah. Scrubber. Dee says, we call the thermostat Uma Thermostat.
Stop it. There's the puns this morning now with the names of the household items.
So good.
Anto is in Dublin 18.
We have a robot Hoover called Jerry. And the reason we call it Jerry is because my father passed away and his name is Jerry. So in our house, we still have a Jerry.
A tribute to your dad.
That's a lovely tribute. It's what he would have wanted.
Eve has been on.
We also have a robot Hoover. His name, poor name, is Zoom Zoom.
Zoom Zoom.
Zoom Zoom.
What did you zoom around?
Get in the corners there. Kim says, I have a shoe rack named Jacques.
Jacques the rack.
Yeah, Jacques the rack.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that, Kim. Somebody else here who hasn't got a name says, my router is called Vin Diesel because he's fast and furious.
Marek's been on.
My Robo Hoover is called Dalek and it's after vicious robots from Doctor Who series and they make a sound, exterminate.
A vicious robot inspired the name of Marek's Robo Hoover.
It seems to be the Robo Hoovers are the ones that seem to be named most.
Well, I mean, they do zip around the place like a human. It's actually quite terrifying.
It's so weird.
Like they're very handy, but it's weird. Yeah. And here is Eddie in Swords.
Yeah, after much consideration, my wife decided to call theirs Suck Norris. And then her sister decided that she'd buy one as well. And she went with calling hers Meryl Sweep.
Meryl Sweep is
Suck
brilliant.
Norris and Meryl Sweep. No, so good. Guys, thank you so much for sharing all your names that you have for your Robo Hoovers.
I need to name an inanimate object now.
Now I'm thinking to myself, do I need a Robo Hoover?
Yeah, I think I do as well.
Yeah, make it happen. Yeah. And you could win one tomorrow morning if you play Matchy Matchy.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Brendan, you're going to be chatting about hot dogs.
Yes, I am. They're on the way. First, though, just a few weeks to go until All Together Now. And then after that, it won't be long to Electric Picnic.
It's All Together Now, the August?
I think it's the August Bank Holiday. Yeah.
Very good.
So it's on the end of July. Festival season well and truly upon us. But there are one or two festival jobs that are not much fun.
Mm.
Like putting up the tent.
Now,
personally, it's the schlep carrying everything in.
The stuff you're carrying in, your back is in bits.
Will you ever forget one year when yourself and myself went down one day later.
Yes.
And everything was ready.
Everything was ready for our arrival. I got in the curly blow dry that morning. I arrived fresh as a daisy and we had avoided a traffic queue as well.
Yeah, I think there was horrendous traffic that year and the tent was up. We just said, we're here. The party has arrived.
Yeah.
Well, no stress for these two lads. Friends Parham and Adam, who live in England, have just assembled a two-man tent in a world record amount of time.
Oh, gosh.
They completed it, but they put up a two-man tent in just 1 minute and 4 seconds.
And it wasn't one of the ones that just throw and pops
shake
up.
Shake and go. No, it wasn't. So they beat the previous record by just 3 seconds. Parham said a lifetime of camping and scouting experience helped them prepare for the attempt. They're now planning to get more friends together to take the title for the fastest time to erect a four-man tent.
Very impressive altogether. And I think they should advertise their services.
Yeah, I think they could definitely make a few bob on the side at festivals. They're planning to get 10 friends together to do the four-man. That sounds like too many cooks now, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true, Brendan.
Finally this morning, the World Hot Dog Eating Championship was on in New York over the weekend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And they're off. 13 men went head-to-head shoving hot dogs into their mouths to see who could eat the most, the fastest. The video is, don't watch it if you have a delicate stomach.
The fact that that was on the same weekend as Taylor Swift's wedding.
It was all go. Well, see, it was America's, it was the 4th of July.
Oh, of course.
Everyone was celebrating 250 years of the USA. So participants came from all over the world, including the Czech Republic, Australia and South Korea. Mm. No surprise who the winner was.
Joey Chestnut!
So we've spoken about Joey Jaws Chestnut on the show before.
Joey Jaws.
He won again. He shoved 66 hot dogs into his face in 10 minutes. I watched the video.
Yeah, I'm wondering how, Brendan, just out of interest, is it just the dog?
No, it's in the bun.
Is it in the bun
it's
as
in
well?
The bun. Yeah.
The bread. It's very chewy.
Well, so there was an issue with the bread this year. I'll explain now in a second what happened. So they're shoving them in. They're just, the hot dogs are in front of them and they're just like face planting them. Like you're not even eating them. It's so
you need the gaffer
disgusting.
Coming after.
He's sweating so much that it's not dripping. It's actually just a constant stream of. Yeah, okay. So he's taken part 21 times. He's won 18 of those. 18 out of 21 times. Miki Sudo, she won the women's title for the 12th time. She managed 38 hot dogs in 10 minutes. So there was a heat wave in New York at the weekend. So the humidity changed the consistency of the hot dog buns.
No.
Yeah. Super fans cheering on in the front row were given ponchos just in case.
When you say the consistency, was it kind of.
I think a bit more squidgy. The super fans in the front row were wearing ponchos.
I understand.
Just in case.
Projectile.
That is Brendan's bit.
Brendan, thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, Brendan, we need to do a bit of a wedding debrief after Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce tied the knot over the weekend.
Like, it just took over the world. Like, lads, seriously.
I just couldn't get over the amount of celebrities who were in attendance.
Yeah.
I think 1,000 guests.
1,000 is a lot. I saw somebody from one of the tabloids just shouting at famous people leaving hotels, getting into taxis. They were like, Graham Norton, enjoy the wedding.
Graham Norton was there.
It's crazy.
There was someone delivering the dessert to the venue as Madison Square Garden in New York.
Yeah.
And there were people outside, Swifties, shouting at the man asking what flavour the cake was. They're like, was it chocolate?
Maybe it was a large tiramisu.
Yeah, people love knowing the details, including myself now, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
like, I was kind of glued to it. So the whole arena, the whole of Madison Square Garden was transformed into a wedding venue. So there was actually a garden inside.
Okay.
They draped the floors and the walls and ceilings.
Lovely.
You know, very demure.
Yeah.
There was a private cordoned off space or a reception as well.
Yeah, fab.
And apparently Taylor and Travis had camera crews following them around all day.
Okay.
And they have filmed a wedding documentary. That's the latest this morning.
Oh, so fans are going to get to watch a documentary at the wedding.
We're not sure fans are going to see it, but it's going to cover
the new wedding video.
The planning stage, the film when it's finished is apparently going to be sent out to the guests in their thank you.
Right.
You know when you send out a thank you card, they're going to send out a film at the end.
Here's a documentary of the day you've already seen.
But some Swifties think that Taylor's actually going to use some of the footage for a music video down the line.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Now, no photos of the couple have been released, but details have leaked online despite multiple NDAs.
Okay.
Do you want to know the details?
Hit me.
This is very unexpected, but Adam Sandler officiated the ceremony.
Really?
Yeah.
They're obviously good friends.
Yeah, so he's a huge fan of Taylor. I think the kids are big fans as well. They've hung out over the years. Yeah. But Travis was in Happy Gilmore too.
Oh, okay.
One of the many cameos. Yeah. So they got Adam Sandler to do it. Apparently he did a brilliant job. You
well
know, a nice
Adam
mixture of humour and, you know.
Yeah, just thought
emotion,
and feeling.
Yeah. They wrote their own vows.
Okay. She writes about 75 songs a week, so I'd hope she'd write her own vows. Do you know what I mean?
The Empire State Building was lit up in blue to celebrate the couple.
Lovely.
That was their something blue.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift
casual
wore a custom Christian Dior gown that was designed by Jonathan Anderson.
What a man.
Like, designing Taylor Swift's wedding dress. So we still haven't seen pictures. That's the one thing I'm like, I'd love to see a photo.
Have
of
you seen
Dua
Lipa's yet?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah, we did eventually get a reveal of Dua Lipa's dress. Travis Kelce wore a Dior white tuxedo.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have any bridesmaids or groomsmen.
Okay.
They had a man of honour
and a best man. The budget didn't stretch. They're trying to save a few
pounds. Maybe the budget didn't stretch
couldn't
for all
get the
those
dresses.
Or
the suits.
Oh, yeah. They didn't do any of that, but they had Travis's brother Jason as the best man.
Oh,
and then Taylor had her brother Austin as the man of honour.
Nice.
Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds didn't seem to get the nod.
Would they have been expected to have been
they would have now.
Oh,
Blake and Taylor, very good friends over the years.
There?
Big fallout after the Justin Baldoni situation, I believe.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about this woman like...
No, go on.
I know the group. Yeah. Ed Sheeran performed alongside Stevie Nicks.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
As in, like, did they
not
duet?
Together, just
no, okay,
performed.
Separately, yeah.
They had a kind of a peach and white colour theme.
Peach is very 80s, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, whatever you're into.
Yeah, the arena draped in peach and white.
Peach toilet roll,
someone described the decor as a mix between Alice in Wonderland and the Wizard of Oz.
That's a headache.
Yeah. And they did a few table favours.
Right.
So they gave people a handkerchief.
Yeah.
Handkerchief. Yeah. That was embroidered with the opening lyric from Blank Space, which is...
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
So it's going to be forever.
Yeah.
Or the opening lyric of the chorus.
Yeah.
And they also did a table favour, like a mystery box the night before for the select few who went to the rehearsal.
Oh, yeah, the 100 people.
And that, according to Page Six, was a champagne flute adorned with real diamonds.
Oh, how classic.
Wouldn't mind one of them.
Yeah.
They donated 26 million to 20 national charities.
I saw that. That's fab.
And you want to know the thing that everyone's wondering?
What?
How much did it cost?
Oh, yeah. What do we have a figure on the budget?
Estimates suggest that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding cost up to $50 million.
I mean, if you had it, do you know, would you build a tacky castle inside Madison Square Garden?
Peach decor?
With peach toilet roll in the jacks?
Each to their own. Congrats to the happy couple.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.